Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Hello there. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome. Please be seated. Yes. Albin.
Yes, I'm one of the one and all.
Thank you. We've got a lot to look forward to today. First of all, I'm going to be talking to Naomi Wolf. You know Naomi Wolf? She was the one who, during the Gore campaign, said that he needs to wear earth tones or something like that, right? He was he too much of an alpha male or so? I don't remember. Does anybody remember this? This is like from 1,000 years ago when Al Gore was still alive.
Okay, Al Gore, not ringing a bell. Sorry.
Neither of you guys remembers that. That's how she was. Anyway, the point is that's not the point. The point is that Naomi Wolf is pretty much politically left. She's Jewish. She was in my class at Yale, class of 84. And I remember her from then. But she's gone on to be a political consultant. She's worked for the Clintons. So she is not where I am. However, the other day, she appeared on Tucker Carlson to talk about some things where we agree radically. She was talking about how being forced to wear masks, being forced to take vaccines, all of this stuff, the suspension of what seemed to be our basic rights as Americans for the sake of this pandemic, doesn't seem right to her. And as she was talking on Tucker Carlson, I thought, isn't this fascinating that somebody who's so politically different from me in some ways would agree with me so strongly on other things, on the danger of big government controlling our lives. And it's a good thing, folks, when we can link arms with those on the other side on issues. It's an important thing. I've talked about it with regard to William Wilberforce, about whom I wrote in my book, Amazing Grace. He linked arms with people on the other side of the aisle because they agreed with him that slavery must be abolished. And he was willing to work with them because his concern was for the slaves. He says, I don't care if I am going to partner with somebody who in some ways I disagree with. We're partnering for the right reasons. And I think that that's valuable. That's important. And I want to model that in my own life as I'm able to do. So in the next segment, we're talking to Naomi Wolf. She'll be on this program. In hour two today, we're, I think, talking, are we talking to Mike Naraki today, my friend from VeggieTales?
No, believe it or not, it's John Zmirak. He's not feeling well, but he's ready to go.
I think we should talk to John tomorrow.
You want to?
He's ready to talk today. Well, it doesn't matter. Listen, Albin, we can't forget to say this. Yesterday, you and I, my friend, were at the TBN studios downtown.
Yep.
And we recorded a number of shows with the fancy set and the fancy cameras and all that stuff. And wasn't it bizarre? It was like a year had passed, but it was like no time had passed. It was like a long weekend. It was actually very weird to be back there and to feel like, yeah, I was just here. I was just here a moment ago. But it's nearly a year. Something's very wrong.
Yeah, 11 and a half months. Yeah, 11 and a half months. I looked at my calendar. It's unbelievable. Then we were back, and it seemed like it was only yesterday, as they say.
It really is very strange. I think we need to get a checkup. Anyway, so we did a number of wonderful interviews at the TBN studios, and we will be airing them over the next few weeks. Tomorrow, actually, we're going to air some of them. I'll tell you who we had. We had Kirk Cameron. Oh, man. Every one of these folks. We had Kirk Cameron. We had Sam Sorbo. I think Kevin is in rehab. No, that's not true. I don't want to spread a false rumor. Sam Sorbo was on. Kevin was not on, but he had very good reasons. Okay. Mike Naraki, my friend from VeggieTales. Mike is the voice and the character of Larry the Cucumber. Have you heard of Larry the Cucumber? Well, whether you have or haven't, Mike invented him. We also had our friend Michael Youssef from Church of the Apostles in Atlanta talking about his new book. We had Mark Batterson, who is with the Community Church. What is it? The Community Something Church in Washington, D.C. It's right on Capitol Hill. Mark Batterson, he wrote The Circle Maker. He's written all these books. He's got a new book out. We had Eric Stackelbeck, who does reporting from the Middle East for TBN. We just had one amazing guest after the other. And we're going to be airing those in the weeks ahead. And actually, tomorrow, we'll probably air two of them. Okay, we've got to talk about a couple of the things. Mike Lindell is being sued by Dominion for $1.3 billion. I talk about this a lot. When somebody is being canceled, when somebody is being attacked, we need to support them. There are two ways you can support Mike Lindell. The one way you already know is go to mypillow.com or go to mystore.com, use the code Eric, and buy from him, because he is being canceled by all kinds of powerful companies that have decided they want to throw him under the bus. Most of my books can be found at mystore.com. Not the new one, not all of them, but most of them, or at least many of them, can be found at mystore.com at great prices. But you have to use the code Eric to get the great prices. Same thing with mypillow.com. You've got to use the code Eric to get the discount. Now, the other way that you can support Mike Lindell is by writing an email to those stores or outlets that have canceled him, telling them you will no longer be shopping in their stores, and you will be telling your friends no longer to shop in their stores because of what they have done. It doesn't seem right to you, because it's fundamentally un-American to do that to someone just because you disagree politically. So I recommend doing that for Kohl's stores, for Bed Bath & Beyond, for Wayfair stores, and for HEB stores. These are stores that have all publicly canceled Mike Lindell, said we're not going to carry his products because he's anathema to us. Well, if he's anathema to you, to the extent that you're willing to do that, you are anathema to those of us for whom he is not anathema. All right, you get that logic? So we're going to write emails to those places and say that we're not going to shop in your stores, and we're going to tell all of our friends not to shop in your stores because this is not right. In America, we can't do this when we differ politically. It's just simply not right. Or at least if you feel like doing it, you'll pay a price, because there are many people like us who don't agree with you. So if you want to play politics, it's going to cut both ways. I think it's important for us as stewards of our money, how we spend it, where we spend it. So I just want to say that there was a list actually the other day that there are 28 places that have canceled Mike Lindell. We're going to get that list, but those are the four principal ones that I know of. And I recommend that to you, that don't just not shop there, but send them an email and let them know right away, because people respond to that kind of pressure. And if we don't exert that pressure, then it's on us that we have not spoken up. We need to speak up, folks. When people do this, need to take the time to do that. I hope you'll do that. Also, I want to say this weekend, I'm going to be on C-SPAN's Book TV discussing my book, Fish Out of Water. Fish Out of Water, The Search for the Meaning of Life, is my new book. And I'm going to be talking about it on C-SPAN's Book TV this weekend. You've got to check your local schedules, but I'm going to be on there and I'm excited. I also want to say that the principal way that we communicate, folks, is through my newsletter. So people say, I can't believe last night there was this thing with you and John Zmirak talking about Yale canceling your diplomas, and I missed it. The reason you missed it is because you're not subscribed to my newsletter, because yesterday I was not able to say it on the air yesterday, but we sent out a newsletter to everyone. So if you go to ericmetaxas.com, there's a place you can sign up for the newsletter. We send them out to get you all of the information that we can't possibly communicate in the space of this radio program. We encourage you to go to ericmetaxas.com. And sign up for the newsletter. Please, folks, tell your friends. Really, it's the only way that I have guaranteed to be able to communicate with you, because as you know, all of big tech is leaning on us in all kinds of ways. When we come back, we're talking to Naomi Wolf in Hour 2, John Smirak. We'll be right back. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, Naomi Wolf. Naomi, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I'm thrilled to be talking to you.
I'm thrilled to be talking to you because I really was so happy when I saw you on Tucker the other day, because I felt that, and I've said this in the previous segment, but we are so divided in this country that those of us who can reach across the aisle and agree on certain things really, really need to do it right now. And it really blessed me to hear you talk about our civil liberties and some of the things that to me seem like common sense, but there aren't a lot of people on the political left, or I'm not sure where you are exactly, maybe these categories don't even work anymore, who are talking about it. So talk to my audience really about how you came to where you are on this. And we can talk about the vaccination and the masks and whatever you'd like to talk about.
Sure thing. So first I want to just say thanks again. And I apologize for being a little late. That's on me. So what I had spoken about, thank you, for those who missed the Tucker Carlson segment, is that while I am on the left, if you're unfamiliar with me, everybody, I wrote a book in 2008 about the risk to America of losing all of our freedoms and the descent into fascism. And the reason I've been very kind of outspoken and trying to sound a warning now in a very transpartisan way, as you kindly mentioned, Eric, is that we're at step 10. I kind of spelled out in that book that there are 10 steps to fascism that tyrants on the left or on the right always take. And over the years, people have said, well, when are we at step 10? And we haven't been, but now we are. And so it's a moment when, you know, history shows we have a very limited time in order to, as you say, reach across the aisle, unite as Americans and save our basic freedoms. Now is not the time to let ourselves be divided by all the things that we can debate about, you know, forever, and that should be debated and should be argued over. And, you know, there should be battles in the right forums like Congress around the things we disagree on. But we have to unite as a nation to save our Constitution, save our First Amendment freedoms, which are being crushed by this, you know, medical pandemic, which is real, but has been exploited by very cynical people, our Fourth Amendment freedoms and, you know, our basic liberties. There's a kind of systematic assault on our liberties going on right now using the pandemic as a pretext. And that is terrifying.
Would you argue, Naomi, that under Bush, it was the quote unquote war on terror that was what was being used to excuse certain things. And right now it's the pandemic. But I mean, I do have to say, and I'm curious what you think, that the cancel culture, which really was beginning when we were at Yale, maybe it wasn't the cancel culture, of course, but it was the PC thing that if you don't say this, or if you don't think this way on this, you're suspect, you're a fascist, you're a bigot, whatever. And I was kind of floating with the wind in those days. I wasn't sure what I believed, but I remember distinctly, and I write about it in my book where I'm reminiscing about Yale. I remember so distinctly these moments and thinking, that's weird. I remember my mother, who was raised in East Germany, telling me how it works over there. Wow. And when I would see these things mirrored in small ways at Yale, I thought, don't these people understand that that's really sick? In America, we don't do that. And the cancel culture has been coming from, you know, the radical left, but it seems like big tech and everybody is just bowing to this, that they don't have any fundamental values to say, we're just not going to go there. We have different views and things. It's gotten out of hand. I feel like I'm in the French Revolution or something.
Yeah. I'm really sorry to say that you're absolutely right. And you know, I still see myself as a progressive, but I'm very lonely these days. And, you know, I'm sad that I'm having most of my discussions about free speech and basic American liberties and values with people who are libertarian or conservative. That's not the way it should be. These should, as you say, be values we all uphold. And the left historically has been in support of freedoms of speech and individual rights. And, you know, the whole way, and I've written about this, the pandemic is saying my body belongs to everyone, whereas as a feminist and as a, you know, supporter of reproductive rights, that's not how you're supposed to think about your body. You know, the state doesn't own your body. And we've been saying that effectively for 30 years. So suddenly, I do feel that we're in a cult. I'm reluctant to say the radical left, because I don't want to splinter the left, but I guess I also have to face the fact that the left is splintering. And there are people like me, I guess traditional liberals, who share values with you and your team, you know, that above all, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of worship, these are core values and we fight for them to the death. I say that nonviolently, just being super careful. And then there are these kind of neo-Marxist totalitarian enforcements of how everyone should think or how everyone should behave. You know, these really Stalinist impositions of, you know, right thought and right speak. And unfortunately, they are these days coming from the left, and I'm horrified. And they're especially coming, I would say, less from the grassroots left and more from the Democratic leadership. And I'm just going to say that. And by the way, I was one of three progressives during the Obama years who said, you know what, you don't drone American citizens, you don't make war on whistleblowers, you close Guantanamo. These are not American values. But the trouble is, when my side gets our guy or our girl in power, we do have a double standard. There is hypocrisy. We don't hold them accountable when they act like tyrants. And right now, there's a stampede I see on the left, on the Democratic side, to consolidate power now that they run everything by joining with big tech, which is terrifying, to criminalize speech, to deplatform. I mean, seeing what happened to Parler, seeing what, you know, listening to what Ben Shapiro is worried about. I wrote a tweet to Ben Shapiro saying, you know what, if Amazon kicks you off their server, I will host you on my server, because it is not American to use technology to censor people. You know, there are already laws against threatening violence. There are already laws against, you know, actually threatening to harm someone. Everything else is protected by the First Amendment. And, you know, a situation in which the Democrats are racing to criminalize speech, you know, deplatform ordinary conservatives or even crazy conservatives, you know, that is a very dangerous slippery slope.
Yeah, actually, I want to say what you just said is so important. And I talk about this all the time. You said even crazy conservatives. Exactly. In other words, in America, we have the right to say stupid things, to say wrong things. It is not for somebody to judge it and say, because you said that, you're on the wrong side of history, you're out. We have every right in America to be on the wrong side of history, to say stupid things, to say things that people disagree with. That's what America is. And it's when we begin to forget that, right? In other words, the Nazis, the neo-Nazis have the right to march in Skokie, Illinois, and the ACLU fights for their right to march under the banner of sick things that we all reject, because that's an American principle. That's what people are forgetting. People are saying, I agree with that, I don't agree with that. It really has nothing to do with what you agree with. It has to do with whether we're human beings who have rights protected in the Constitution. And that, I have to say, Naomi, I mean, I didn't really understand these things until fairly recently. In other words, when I was at Yale, I think our whole generation missed civics. We were not really taught. And it's just my theory that the 60s and the 70s, civics kind of went away. And we forgot that we have a common heritage. If we don't all understand this, things will break down. And that's effectively where we are.
That's very true. And I guess I just want to really stress that you're right. People have forgotten that about the First Amendment. But it's a very dangerous time, because history shows that once you allow that kind of censorship, it always starts with people we all agree to disagree with, right? But within like 6 months, history shows, and this is what happened in Germany in 1933, within 6 months, they were going after union leaders, editors, journalists, and outspoken religious leaders. And 6 months after that, civil society closed down. You can see the same thing happening around the world. Israel used to be a robust, pluralistic democracy. Then they began to, the leaders began to weaponize the word incitement, which is what I'm seeing now in America. And I keep trying to warn people against it. The Democrats are kind of weaponizing this word incitement against every conservative. You know, people who actually committed crimes and people who just said things, which in America is different. Or supposed to be different. And once you weaponize a word like incitement, which is so vague, or in totalitarian countries in history, words like enemy of the people or subversion or espionage, right? Once those become criminalized and speech becomes criminalized, it takes 6 months before we are in a totalitarian regime. And we're hurtling toward it. There is a bit of a problem, Eric, which is that we now have most of our public discourse on these private platforms, these tech platforms. So we really do need new kinds of legislation that thoughtful people are proposing to guarantee that they are just publishers and not censors.
Naomi, hang on a second. We're going to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back talking to Naomi Wolf.
I'm falling for you. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Folks, talking to Naomi Wolf, she has to hop off for a board meeting. We respect that. We have no choice. We respect it. Naomi, first of all, let me say it's really enjoyable to talk to you and to hear you talking about this stuff. I think it's really healthy. And I have always longed to have conversations like this. It becomes very, very difficult. But I think as things go crazy, there are people whose common sense and fundamental values just pop up and you say, we've got to deal with this. When you talked about incitement, I really saw the January 6th thing as like the Reichstag fire. I thought, what? I didn't even know what was happening. And I thought, so somebody was killed. And I thought, why do we even need to discuss that? I don't know anybody who's pro-murder. I don't know anybody who says that's okay. But we're acting as though 80 million Americans who were on the wrong side of an election are good with that. And I just thought, I can't believe I'm hearing this from mainstream media. I just expect better of my fellow Americans.
Well, I mean, that gets really complicated, Eric. I agree that, as I keep saying, there's a difference between crimes and inciting violence is an actual criminal act. We have laws against it. Versus political views. That said, your guy, you know, President Trump did not do himself or the world any favors by not, at a time of great fear and destruction. I mean, those scenes of people, you know, assailing our Capitol, that should never happen in America. And what Democrats and liberals want to hear is, you know, your team's saying, just like I'm saying, no, this is not okay.
Yeah.
You know, cancel culture, suppression is not okay. You know, silencing conservatives is not okay. We want to hear our president saying, get out of there. This is not patriotism. This is not okay. Leave our leaders to do their work. You know, this is not America. Having said that, as a former political consultant, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to get this out. I recognize that, you know, that attack gave the Democrats a golden opportunity. I mean, political consultants always make use of crises. People have to understand this. They exploit them and exploit them. And so, of course, they're going to take that horrible, horrible, you know, deviation from the rule of law, that horrible assault, that scary time, and use it to paint all conservatives as crazy people. That said, that's a scary thing to do. It's exactly like during the Bush years when Bush was trying to say environmentalists were terrorists and, you know, anyone who supported, you know, rights for Muslims were terrorists. I mean, that kind of metastasizing of criminalizing ideas is what tyrants try to do.
Well, it's we have to find more time to talk about this because this is it's just so important and it's so valuable to hear from you. I want to say that I'm amazed at the compliance of American citizens, usually in places like Manhattan, where I live, where they kind of, I mean, the whole mask thing blows my mind. I was getting on a ski lift, you know, in the middle of nowhere. And somebody barked at me that I need to put my mask on. And I just thought, if you want to know why young Germans behave that way, all you need to do is ask, why would a young American, you know, running a ski lift behave this way? Because someone told him he better make sure people wear their masks. But it was just a creepy, creepy moment for me. I thought, there's no common sense. There's no reason for me to be wearing a mask right now. But everybody seems to be, you know, you better do it or you're unpatriotic.
There's a hysteria. Look, unfortunately, we live in two tribes now. And people in my tribe, I mean, I heard this yesterday from someone I was chatting with on the left. They watch NPR, CNN, they read the New York Times. These are heavily, at least two out of three, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And so they have bad science about how terrifying, you know, everything is and bad science about aerosol transmission. Whereas people like me, I'm getting, you know, information from many, many sources and I read the peer-reviewed science. So I know that you're in no danger outside and you're not putting anyone else in danger outside. And fortunately, we have to start talking to one another and looking at primary sources to get out of this hysteria. But it is hysteria and it is being weaponized. I'm not saying there's not a real pandemic. There is, but we're coming out of it. And some people are much more endangered than others. And whether there's a pandemic or not, as I keep saying, the Constitution does not have fine print for this can all be suspended if there's a bad disease out there. Eric, I'm so sorry. I love talking to you, but
No. We want to honor your time. We have to get you back to continue the conversation, but I'm glad we've begun it. Naomi, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we had to say goodbye to Naomi. Today is crazy. We're going to be talking to John Zmirak in the next segment. But I'm glad, obviously, you know, there are a number of things that I'm going to disagree with Naomi on, including the way she characterized what happened on January 6th, because I still would maintain that everybody says X and Y happened, and I'm simply not so clear on it. It seems to me confusing, frankly, and the idea that everybody's, you know, putting it a certain way. But that's beside the point. What I was really talking about was the way people, to use the cliche of our time, weaponize certain things and the optics of somebody dying. And then you hear that they were killed by Trump supporters, you know, brained with a fire extinguisher.
Right.
Completely untrue.
Yeah.
Absolutely completely untrue, but the message goes out, and the next thing you know, everybody's using that as their talking point. And then when 3 weeks later, a month later, 6 weeks later, the CNN and the New York Times publish a retraction, and then you find out nothing of the kind happened, the damage has been done. Anyway, we're gonna go to break. We'll be back with John Zmirak. Don't go away.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey, folks, from the frying pan, you know what I'm talking about, into the fire, John Zmirak, welcome.
Thanks, Eric. Good to talk to you again.
Listen, John, there's a lot to talk about. I just got off with Naomi Wolf, who was on Tucker Carlson the other night, and I thought, this is amazing. Here's a woman on the political left whom I knew a little bit at Yale, and she is as freaked out by the use of this pandemic to curtail our civil liberties and so on and so forth. And I thought something healthy is going on when there are people like Naomi Wolf who are willing to talk about this, because that's what frightens me for the country, is that we're in this lockstep. People are afraid to speak out. So I just wanted to start there, that I think that there are people with common sense, and that the common sense at some point, you know, kind of comes to the fore.
It has been staggering to me just how timidly we've gone, like lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah.
Just when the moment Caesar said, "Oh, you might die of this disease. If you don't turn in your freedoms, where do we turn them in? Where? I got a wheelbarrow full of my traditional English and American liberties, but where can I dump them? I can't dump them fast enough. Freedom of expression, sure. Yeah, freedom of speech, great. Freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. Just take it all. For the love of God, save my wretched life so I can watch Netflix and eat some more Cheetos.
Well, right, well, now, John, let's get.
No, you know, we have been discussing. We had ancestors die, fight and die over much smaller issues than
correct.
Whether you could go to church, whether you could eat dinner with your family, whether you could go to your job, whether you could congregate for political purposes. It was a stunning coup. And the Republicans did not fight back hard enough. They let people like Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx just sort of seize control. It was practically a coup d'etat in April 2020. And everything else, in a sense, was almost an anticlimax once we turned everything over to doctors in white coats and governors ruling by decree.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to say that Cuomo is getting what looks like the beginning of a comeuppance in his life. Newsom, I think, is in big trouble. I honestly believe that when things get very bad, there are people who finally wake up. The question, of course, is do you wake up in time?
Right. I want these people to end up like Governor Dunmore of Virginia in colonial times, hiding on a ship off the coast of the country because they just can't come on the mainland. It's not safe. That's my goal for Andrew Cuomo.
I love the fact that you remember about Governor Dunmore. I mean, that just, you take the cake. I just want to say this for clarity. When you say people so quickly were willing to give up their rights or their freedoms, the reason, correct me if I'm wrong, the reason for this is that we have not taught civics basically in America. We have not taught love of country for the last 50 years. If you don't inculcate those values, the normal, the default to which we go is this craven, you know, keep me safe. I don't care. If we are not taught that that's a danger, if we're not taught to fight against that, you know, that sinful desire to be protected at the cost of our own freedoms, if we are not taught that, then naturally that's where we go. And when
I don't know,
you don't teach those things to American people, we are not the people that we were in the 50s. Who understood these things. At least I think we would have understood them at previous times.
See, to me, the default is maybe because I have too much Irish blood. You're not going to tell me what to do. Oh, you're a doctor, huh? Well, guess what? Talk to Patrick and Michael. I mean, there used to be the default in America used to be don't tread on me. Now the default is please, can I have a test?
But John, why? In other words, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, yes, education is part of it.
But
education, I mean, there are
it's
other
not
parts.
Just education, it's the culture. In other words, if it's in the culture, you hear the stories of people, you celebrate the stories of people who have that attitude,
right,
then that becomes a place that you can go. Because look, let's not kid ourselves. Not everyone is going to understand the Constitution. Not everyone is going to be able to say this is the Second Amendment, this is the Third Amendment. That's really not important. Those things are good, but fundamentally, to intuit those things through the culture, to intuit an attitude about freedom, even if you can't give chapter and verse, that is what we're longer able to do.
And what changed about the culture on a fundamental level? Culture comes from kultus, from religion. What changed? I think the most fundamental thing that changed is fewer people than used to really believe in an afterlife, really believe it's worth taking any kind of risks at all for the sake
of
any.
John, I think it's all related.
It is related. I'm just trying to get to where the nub is.
Yeah.
I think the nub is the decline of Orthodox faithful Christianity, which believes in an afterlife, which is willing to die for something. Have you seen the book Last Stands? Magnificent book, Last Stands, by a military historian whose father fought in the Battle of Pusan in Korea, which seemed like a hopeless Alamo-style last stand of the U.S. Army against the Chinese. But it actually, they held out and they stopped communism in Korea. And he goes through the Alamo, the Battle of Thermopylae, all the great last stands in Western history. It's become an enormous bestseller. And I really think you ought to read it and have him on. But people only do last stands when they believe in something bigger than themselves,
okay,
and bigger than moment-to-moment pleasure-seeking. But that's what too few of us believe in.
First of all, that is, it's absolutely correct. But you bring up a very important point. Thermopylae, they were not Christians.
Right.
Nonetheless,
they believed in something bigger.
Nonetheless, they believed in something greater than themselves. And so when we talk about virtue, right? I mean, this is the problem, because a lot of people listening to this program, they say they're Christians, okay? I want to say to those Christians, I'm a Christian because I believe it's true. But there are plenty of people who are not Christians who can nonetheless exhibit civic virtue, who can believe in things in common with us. You don't need to believe everything I do in order to exhibit virtue, in order to believe duty and honor are important things. The Greeks at Thermopylae believe those things. We're going to continue this conversation with John Zmirak. Folks, don't go away. Didn't see you come in, Albin.
Yes,
I did see you. I'm talking about the guests. I didn't see the people who are listening to the program. Okay. They crept up on me. And
okay, yeah,
quite a start. Listen, a couple of things to communicate right now. Number one, people are asking how they can get my book. Right, I believe Amazon is shadow banning my book. They really can hurt you because they're a huge seller of books. And normally they would discount the book dramatically. It's like a $32 book, and they normally would discount it to $20 or $19 or something. They've not done that. The New York Times is involved in this, right? Like I don't want to get into that. But if you want to get my Fish Out of Water book at a good price right now, you can get it at Christian Book Distributors. I've seen their prices. They have the best prices. I think it's $23.99 or something like that. That's a really good price for a hardcover book of this length with color photos and all this different stuff. So I'm thrilled that Christian Book Distributors has the book. They actually have most of my books. So you can go to Christian Book Distributors, CBD. I would recommend that right now. That's the best place to go. And Albin, we've also got to remind people that if they want any kind of swag related to the show, they can go to metaxastalk.com and they can get the hat you're wearing.
Yes.
They can get the mug.
Yes.
You've drunk from.
That's
they
right.
Can get actually, it's not the one you drank from, but it's.
I put it on the shelf. I take a sip, I put it on the shelf, and then they could sell it as sipped by Albin Sadar.
Really?
Yeah,
we should do that. We should see what that would be worth. But seriously,
I sold my beard hair. Why do I? You know, I got rid of my beard hair.
Did that happen, or did we dream that?
No, I. You know what? Some people did. They sent it back. Yeah,
that's really sad.
Yeah,
I'd kill for that beard hair. Okay, so we should tell people that if they go to metaxastalk.com, they can get mugs, they can get hats, they can get T-shirts, they can get Albin books. They can get Eric books. Folks, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the link. We also should tell people about our YouTube channel. When YouTube canceled us, we suffered financially because we get ads from YouTube. They really hit us hard. And I want to say, folks, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel. Obviously, it's free, but we were going up like crazy. The numbers were increasing. And then suddenly YouTube canceled us. And because we had the temerity to speak our minds on the air in America. Can you even imagine that we did that? Because we're just crazy. And we spoke our minds and they canceled us. So the numbers went down and they haven't really gone back up. So if you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, All you have to do is go to YouTube, Eric Metaxas Show. We are stuck at 199,000 subscribers. Yeah. You could be the 200,000th subscriber. And Alvin, tell them what they win.
They win a congratulations from Eric and Alvin and Chris. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And James, our engineer,
being
too.
The 200,000th subscriber to the Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube. We're also on Rumble. And I should say, we are on Twitter. I am on Twitter and on Facebook and on Gab. And on there's a new one called Tell, T-E-L-L, that I'm on that right now. That's affiliated with the Epoch Times, which is obviously fantastic. So you might want to check them out. Tell is another one of these things, kind of like a Twitter-like thing. Gab, I know Parler's coming back. If you're on these places or if you're on my Amazon page, you know, please reveal yourself, leave a review, like the reviews that you think are good. Anyway, I think that's it. Are those the instructions?
That's it.
All right. I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much.